Is the learning in your school competency-based? Is it personalized? Is it happening anytime, anywhere? Is it student-owned? In other words, is the learning student-centered? And are all students learning more deeply, more equitably, and becoming career and college ready? If you have these questions, want to know what the research says about them, and are trying to figure out how to implement these ideas in your classrooms and schools, you've come to the right place. Thank you for listening to the Student-Centered Learning Podcast. I'm your host, Arthur Barriff, and I've been a principal and teacher in student-centered schools for over 17 years, and I can't wait to share a story or interview that will help you help your students. Today we continue a series of very special episodes, 15 interviews of student-centered educators brought to us by guest producers. You're about to hear from Nick Mosher, a third and fourth grade special educator at Blackstone Valley Prep, a charter school in Rhode Island that focuses on putting all students on a path to college. He interviews Kim Carter, founder and executive director of the QED Foundation and member of the team that developed the Learner Sketch Tool, which you'll hear about in this interview. This is Kim's second appearance on the Student-Centered Learning Podcast. Enjoy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Student-Centered Learning Podcast. My name is Nick Mosher, and I'm joined today by Kim Carter. She is the executive director and founder of the QED Foundation, and is also a member of the team that created the Learner Sketch Tool. Kim, thank you for joining us. Why don't you tell everyone about the foundation?
Hi, thanks, Nick. I'm really pleased to be able to join you this evening. The QED Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. It opened in 2007 with a mission of creating, inspiring, cultivating, and sustaining cultures of transformational learning. We work to provide tools and resources along with training, coaching, and strategic consulting to help people implement competency-based learning systems, really focus on personalized learning and developing student agency and equity.
Excellent. And so one of the things that you guys produce, and something that I'm very interested in, I wanted you to discuss with you, is the Learner Sketch Tool, this online tool that allows students and teachers to learn more about the student as a learner.
So could you tell me a little bit more about how that tool works?
Yes, the Learner Sketch Tool is something that we're really pleased to be able to offer people. It comes out of the All Kinds of Minds work, which has been around for about 15 years or so. And the tool itself is designed for any learner, basically, I would say grades 4 and up, to do a self-report. It's not diagnostic, but it's a self-report that ends up with a profile, if you will, of strengths and challenges around the mental processes of learning. And we can go into that a bit more if you want. But basically, it's designed to engage in an interactive manner where they answer questions saying, this is so like me or not like me or kind of like me. And that leads to information that enables strengths-based conversations to support every learner's growth and success.
Yeah, so why don't you tell us about some of the different areas that the student will learn about their strengths?
There are eight constructs that this is built around, and we say construct because they're not actual neuroscientific parts of the brains, but they are ways of bundling things we know about the mind and brain science into categories. So one category, for instance, is attention. Another category, and we call these categories constructs, is memory. There's language. There's social cognition. You get the idea. There are ABs constructs, mm-hmm. and each some of the constructs have subcategories to them. So, for instance, for attention, you have three subcategories. There's the ability to sustain mental energy. There's the ability, there's processing attention and production attention. So there's three different aspects to attention. And the Learner Sketch Tool helps you get a glimpse into where your strengths and challenges are in these different constructs.
And so how, again, can you describe how do students go through that learner sketch tool? If they were to open it up, you know, how would the process look for them?
When a person logs into the learner sketch tool or opens the learner sketch tool, the first page, they can either search for their school or they can go here on my own, and we should come back to the search for my school. Mm-hmm. But if you're just logging in for the first time or trying it for the first time, you put in your email address, or you can just say, I want to use it as a guest. If you use it as a guest, it's not going to save your results. So you wouldn't be able to come back and get them later. But if you put your email address in, you'll be able to come back and get them. It then asks for a PIN, which is a four-digit number that you make up. It's not anything we have stored or you have to get from us. Once you've done that, the first screen gives you information about how to use the learner sketch, how to navigate through it. There are basically three sort of pieces to the screen, if we call it the desktop, if you will. On the right-hand side, there's something that looks like a cork board or a bulletin board, and it says, not me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And on the left-hand side, there's something that looks like a notebook, and the title there said, this is so me. When you first start the learner sketch, you'll see four statements on each page. They'll be in the center, and you read a statement, and then you click and drag it either to the right, not me, to the left, this is so me, or you can just leave them in the center if it's sort of you or sometimes you and other times not you.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very helpful to pick a context before you go through the learner sketch tool. So you might think of yourself at school and then go through the whole thing as much as you can, keeping that context in mind. There are eight pages with those with four statements. So altogether, you'll read 32 statements. When you've done all eight pages, you get to the end, and that's where your report is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so what kind of information will the students get from their report?
At the very end, they get something we affectionately call the amoebas.
Mm-hmm.
There's a yellow blob and a green blob. The green blob are your strengths, so whichever categories you're strongest in, there will be more of a green blob on that spoke for that construct. The yellow are your challenges, so it shows you an overlap between your strengths and your challenges around these eight different constructs. That's the first screen that you see when you complete going through the statements. So it's a visual image of the relationship between your strengths and your challenges as reported by you. And I want to really underscore that. This is not diagnostic. This is a self-report tool. And it can be navigated with somebody helping you, but it's not a diagnostic tool.
It gives the students the opportunity to express and share how they feel and what they feel are their strengths.
Yeah. And on that page, when you see the two amoebas, on the left-hand side, there are four bullets, if you will. There's explore, strategies, plan, and get. And those are four categories of things that you can engage with your results from the learner sketch tool, four ways you can engage with your results.
And so the goal is for students to take that information and use it to help their own learning?
So ultimately, yes, the goal is twofold at least. I would say one is for the learner to know themselves well, to get an idea of what their strengths and their challenges are, and to develop strategies so that they can leverage strengths and they can address challenges or mitigate challenges. A second purpose here is for the adults working with the learner or the educators working with the learner to be able to likewise strategize and support the learner in their work. A basic premise from QED is that every one of us is a good learner. Mm-hmm. It's context that puts us at advantage or disadvantage. So if we're clear about where we're at advantage and where we're at disadvantage, we can do one of two things. We can manage our context so that we're at advantage, or we put our learners at advantage. And the second is we can develop the skills to strategize when we're in a context that puts us at disadvantage. So it's really about empowering learners as well as educators to create the best possible context for learning, for learners as well as for ourselves.
So one of the things that I was looking at when I tried this sketch tool for myself, because it was very interesting, it told at the end a lot of different opportunities for growth and different strategies that I could use for my own learning. Does it do that on the teacher end of it? Does it give the teacher the ability to see those opportunities?
Yes. So that's when I said we should come back to the Find My School piece. Mm-hmm. When you first go to the Learner Sketch Tool site, there's an option to sign up a facility. If you sign up a facility, when a student goes there, they can pick your facility. So we're MC2 Charter School, for instance. One of our students can go on the site and they can search for MC2 Charter School, and their results will then be connected to that school. The person who sets up the facility can set up groups. So if we wanted to, let's say, have advisories together, or we had maybe ninth grade freshman academies, we could set those up. The students' results will be put together with that group. That allows the teacher to come back and look at the group report so they can see an aggregate or a composite set of self-reported strengths and challenges. When they are looking at that image, they can click on one of the constructs and it will bring up a set of teaching strategies as well. So you have three different sets of strategies built into this database. One is strategies for leveraging strengths. Two is strategies for addressing challenges. And the third is teaching strategies. Now, it's possible what you intended by your question was really, can a teacher see an individual student's results so they can see what strategies would work best for that student? And that's a function of how it's originally set up. So if the facility is set up to allow the teacher to see the individual student, then yes, they could see the group image, the composite of their group, and they would then have the ability to dig into the group to look at an individual's learner profile to focus on that individual.
It gives both sides.
Yes.
So where did you get the idea for this tool?
So in the original All Kinds of Minds set of materials and tools, there were paper resources for doing what was called attuning a student. It was rather intensive. It could take 15 to 20 hours per student. We at our school had been using some modifications of that tool with the intention of being able to look at every student, not just students with significant needs. And so we were looking for a way to modify this and make it a little bit more accessible. In the training for All Kinds of Minds, there were a set of statements that had been developed by the psychologist that supported the All Kinds of Minds development. And those were used to enable people, educators being trained, to first experience some personal connection to the idea of the construct. And we said, hey, maybe those statements and that strategy could be used in an online tool that would enable us to give a lot more broad access to this way of thinking about learner variability. And we worked with a great tech development person, my lead teacher, who had been doing a lot of the work using these materials with the students in our schools, Elizabeth Cardine, was part of the design team, and Mary Dovennington, who was with All Kinds of Minds still at that time, were all part of the development process in the first round. We tested it with a couple of sites, one being a college campus, and they used this with all incoming freshmen. It was a fascinating study and how they leveraged it. And we also used it with a high school and with a middle school. And we got results back from the focus groups and the testing that we did, and that became part of the second iteration. And you're seeing what you see online now is like version 2.5 of this as a result of all of that testing.
As I was doing it and testing it out myself, I really enjoyed the prompts and things that students had to consider while they were taking it and determine if it was them or if it was not them. I was wondering, how did you come up with those prompts? Was it things that you talked about with students, or was it from a certain thing that you discussed together as a group?
The prompts themselves actually came from the school psychologist and pediatrician who were working with us. They were our consultants.
Okay.
So they use this with students who come to them with learning challenges, and this is part of the diagnostic work that they do. We worked with them to make them a little more accessible and streamline them some, but they come from our consultants.
Yeah, I really felt like those prompts were very accessible for students. I was thinking about my own students as a fourth grade teacher taking that test and being able to understand this. It's something that I've definitely am planning to use with my own students, so I really enjoyed the tool. As a way to sort of just wrap up our conversation about the learner sketch tool, I was wondering, what is some advice that you would give to teachers who want to implement this tool, and what is one important thing for students to know about the tool?
I think the advice that I'd give for teachers is to start small, use it as an exploration to make sure students know that none of this is cast in stone. In fact, when we were thinking about names, we very intentionally landed on Sketch, because we wanted to convey the image of something that is malleable, can be changed. So versus a portrait or a, you know, stone carving of someone, this is something that can be changed. So it's a picture of who you are at a moment in time, but we're always changing as learners. So this idea of learner variability is perhaps the most important thing that we want to convey through this opportunity to explore ourselves and explore others. So we want our learners to ultimately come away with the knowledge that they are good learners, period. And we have evidence, and the evidence comes from where they can say, these are my strengths. And we can look at their work, at the work that they do, and say, look, you're really good at this piece. So we can look at our learners and we can say, you're a good learner and here's how I know. And ultimately, our learners can look at themselves and say, I'm a good learner, here's how I know, and here's how I'm going to manage that. So I think those are probably the most important things, both the piece of advice and the one thing to focus on when first using it. There's an iceberg that goes beyond that in terms of how do you both design learning environments and learning tasks, and then help learners connect their strengths and challenges to those tasks. That's fantastic. And there are some great materials and resources at the allkindsofminds.org website to help people dig more deeply if they want to. But ultimately, the Learner Sketch tool itself is about empowering dialogues, empowering a dialogue between educator and learner and within oneself as a learner, with the idea of shifting our national conversation even to being assets-based and focusing on strengths. Because when we do that, we have a whole bunch more potential and capability than when we're just focusing on what we're not good at.
So focusing on the positive and the strengths and helping our learners understand that they all come to the table with strengths and that they are all able to learn and be successful. And I really like that message. I would also say that it's just a really good opportunity for us as teachers to learn more about our students using that tool. And like you said, take that information and design appropriate instruction and supports and environments that support those learners and their needs. So
that's our goal.
That's the goal. Thank you. Thank you, Kim, for taking time to meet with me about this. If anyone wants to learn more about the Learner Sketch tool, what was the website they should take a look at again?
The Learner Sketch tool itself is at learnersketch.org. And then there's a follow-up website, allkindsofminds.org. If you're in the report for the Learner Sketch tool, when you go to the Explore, there are some video clips, but there's also text. And if you scroll to the bottom of the text, there are many links there that will take you to different parts of the allkindsofminds.org website and some other resources.
All right. Excellent. Thank you. As I said at the beginning, we've been talking with Kim Carter from the QED Foundation and about the Learner Sketch tool. Thank you again, Kim, for joining us.
My pleasure, Nick. I look forward to hearing what your listeners think.
Thank you again for listening to the Student-Centered Learning Podcast. Let us know what you think about this episode or what you tried in your school by commenting on our Facebook page. You can also subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher, and please leave a rating so others can find us. You can also follow us on Twitter at STUCNTRPodcast. And remember, students learn deeply when they are at the center.